from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on voanews.id, application RRI Digital, at the frequency 3325 kHz. Today, I'm Steve, will be in here with you with a lot of information about Indonesia. Make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Here is the news. Indonesia is ready to break free from energy import dependence. Indonesia optimistic achieving 2026 tourism target, and here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government inaugurated the Refinery Development Master Plan project on Monday. Through the project, Indonesia aims to strengthen domestic energy production and gradually reduce imports. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is committed to achieving national energy independence in line with efforts to strengthen food security. He made this commitment during the inauguration of the Refinery Development Master Plan project in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Monday. According to the President, Indonesia is blessed with vast natural resources, making this energy wealth an important asset for Indonesia to meet its energy needs independently.
Selain pangan, energi juga harus.
Besides food, we must also be able to produce energy ourselves, and Indonesia is truly blessed with extraordinary gifts from the Almighty. We have very large energy resources. Our coal reserves are among the largest in the world.
Cadangan batu bara kita salah satu yang terbesar di dunia.
On the same occasion, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia stated that the government is preparing strategic steps to stop energy import in the coming years, particularly for jet fuel.
And therefore, the state must prepare including jet fuel. So jet fuel is also in 2027. We will no longer import in the future. We will push this forward on the orders of the president.
Through the construction of the Refinery Development Master Plan, fuel production capacity increased from 260,000 to 360,000 barrels per day. The construction of this oil refinery also produced Euro 5 standard fuel, which is more environmentally friendly to reduce air pollution. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government expresses high optimism in achieving the 2026 tourism sector target. This optimism is supported by the positive achievement of the tourism sector throughout 2025, including an increase in the number of tourist visits. Here's full report by Kiki Purba.
Dan di tahun 2026 targetnya 16 sampai dengan 17,6 juta kunjungan.
Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Herlangga Hartarto stated that the target for 2026 is around 16 until 17 million visits. He revealed it after holding a cross-sectoral tourism coordination meeting with Vice President Gibran Rakabuming in Jakarta on Monday.
Dan di tahun 2026 targetnya.
This target for 2025 projected at 15 million is expected to be achieved, and in 2026 the target is 16 to 17.6 million visits, and its contribution could increase to 4.5 to 4.7%.
Erlangga also conveyed important point to note in supporting the achievement of the 2026 tourism target.
Dari hasil rapat ini, beberapa hal menjadi catatan, yaitu
from the results of this meeting, several things were noted, namely the accelerations of infrastructure and connectivity, Then secondly, of course, the issue of safety is important, and this is not for 2026.
Tahun 2026.
In addition to focusing on the 2026 target, the government is also preparing a special program for the Eid al-Fitr holiday in 2026. This includes ensuring the availability of transportation ticket and shopping program to stimulate the domestic economy during the long holiday. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Agriculture has reaffirmed that achieving the 2026 rice equivalent paddy procurement target is one of the efforts to sustain long-term sufficiency of food. This year's procurement target has been increased in line with the rising national rice production. For a report by Anissa Audrita.
Indonesia's Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman, expressed optimism that the 2026 rice procurement of 4 million tons can be achieved. He made the statement following the coordination meeting on paddy and rice procurement 2026 and the signing of a joint commitment involving the Ministry of Agriculture, the National Food Agency, and the State Logistics Agency in Jakarta on Monday, January 12, 2026. The minister emphasized that the synergy from upstream to downstream sectors is key to achieving the rice procurement target while maintaining sustainable food self-sufficiency.
Our target for rice procurement in 2026 is 4 million tons. This is the State Logistics Agency's target, and we are working together in close collaboration. We hope this target can be achieved. If it is achieved, it will mark a new chapter in Indonesia's history.
On the same occasion, Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono stressed that 2026 is a crucial momentum to ensure all food-related programs remain on track and sustainable. He said the food self-sufficiency achieved in 2025 must be safeguarded and further strengthened this year.
What we have successfully achieved in 2025 must now operate on an autopilot basis, while we pursue new achievements in 2026. One of the accomplishments that has already been announced is food self-sufficiency in 2025, and that is what we must maintain.
President Prabowo Subianto has recently announced that Indonesia has successfully achieved food self-sufficiency. The government views this achievement as not only strengthening national food security, but also directly contributing to ensuring domestic food availability, improving farmers' welfare, and reducing dependence on food imports. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
The United States has halted its participation and funding for dozens of United Nations bodies and other international organizations. This policy is considered to have wide-ranging impact on the global order, including implications for Indonesia. Speaking on the VOA Talk program with the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, international relations analyst of Al-Azhar University Indonesia, Wildan Faisal, on Tuesday, says his view on the matter. Nur Kamila has the detail.
International relations analyst at Al-Azhar University Indonesia, Wildan Faisal, on Tuesday, said the more reflects a shift in the orientation of U.S. foreign policy, particularly under President Donald Trump's administration. Speaking on the VOA Talk program with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he explained that the United States has long been known as a hegemonic power that played a major role in saving and maintaining the post-World War II international system, including institutions such as the United Nations, the World Bank, and the IMF. However, maintaining such hegemonic leadership requires in America, albeit a time when the U.S. needs substantial funds for domestic economy and national security interests. As a result of this policy, a number of UN agencies have been significantly affected, especially those working in environmental and global health sector, such as the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and the World Health Organization. Wildan Faisal said that the withdrawal of U.S. funding would further burden global effort to address climate change and pandemic threats.
A lot of United Nations bodies heavily impact with this Trump itself, mostly around environmental issue like UNFCCC talking about climate environment, and like WHO talk about the health human rights, that I think the most two about the most heavily impact around these two bodies.
Well, for Indonesia, the U.S. policy brings several consequences, according to Wildan Faisal. From a right perspective, economy relation with the United States could be affected, although not drastically. However, the rich impact is expected to be felt in the energy transition sector.
I think the most heavily impact in the Indonesia purpose to participate in the program Just Energy Transition Partnership, JETP, because for developing and less developed country like Indonesia is struggle to funding Just Energy Transition if only dependence with the Japan money or dependence with the emission money.
Another issue highlighted regarding the discourse of U.S. withdrawal from U.N. membership is the potential vacuum in global leadership. In the long term, Wildan Faisal warned that the U.S. move could encourage global fragmentation, where international cooperation shifts away from the multilateral system toward the strengthening of regional bloc. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital has reaffirmed its commitment to expanding equitable internet access to support digital learning across the country. Vice Minister of Communication and Digital Nizar Patria, while receiving a delegation of students from the John Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies at the Ministry of Communication and Digital Office in Jakarta on Monday, said internet connectivity currently reaches around 97% of populated areas, although challenges remain in terms of service quality in peripheral and remote regions. The government is aiming to increase in national average internet speed from 45 megabyte per second to 100 megabyte per second within the next 3 years, including through the expansion of 5G networks, which coverage still remained below 10%. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin says the health ministry has made it a top priority to speed up the rehabilitation for houses for healthcare workers to make sure healthcare services keep working well in the affected areas. Putri has the detail. Laporan 6 Putri.
Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin highlighted the proposed rehabilitation of homes for health workers and paramedics affected by the disaster in Sumatra. He coordinated this in an integrated manner with the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and related ministries, as explained in a press conference at the ministry on Monday, January 12, 2026. In his statement, the minister emphasized that the initial focus of the Ministry of Health was the restoration of health facilities. Of the 9 hospitals affected, all are now back in operation. Meanwhile, of more than 800 community health centers in the 3 provinces, only 3 units remain in the recovery process. However, the minister also underscored the urgency of ensuring the welfare of healthcare workers as the frontline of healthcare services.
Apa gimana mereka bisa penuh bekerja normal walaupun kantornya udah diberesin, tapi rumah mereka belum.
How can they work normally? Even though their workspace have been taken care of, their homes still have not. Therefore, one of the strategies we want to implement quickly is to rehabilitate all the homes of healthcare workers.
In response, Deputy Rehabilitation and Reconstruction of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Jarwan Shah, stated that his team will immediately conduct field verification to ensure that the health minister data matches the local government's plan.
Terhadap data ini nantinya akan ditindaklanjuti oleh tim kami juga bersama.
Our team will follow up on this data together with the rehabilitation and construction teams in the regions and cities to ensure that it is included in the plan of each region and can be prioritized in the verification process later.
Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it was the news, and here is commentary titled "Starting a New Chapter in Indonesian Football" by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today, the Indonesian Football Association is at a crucial point in the history of national football. They introduced the new coach of the Indonesian national team, a renowned international figure, John Hartman. This appointment is not simply a change of coach, but a strategic step to establish a new direction for Indonesian football to become more professional and sustainable. The Indonesian Football Association's challenge is clear: how to build a consistent system, develop young players, and ensure the national team is capable of competing at the Asian and even international levels. League instability, high public pressure, and a lack of coordination between management and player development have been real obstacles. Full support from the association is key to the new coach's success. John Hurtman's role is highly anticipated to ensure the national team's success in achieving its goals. With experience leading Canada to the World Cup and building a competitive women's national team, Hurtman has a solid international reputation. But Indonesia presents a different challenge, not just tactics, but also building a professional culture, training discipline, and a winning mentality. Focusing solely on instant wins isn't enough. It must be able to leave a long-term impact. Today's press conference emphasized the direction the association wants to take, not just about winning on the pitch, but building real transformation. Hurtman is expected to be a catalyst for change and an architect who will help shape the Indonesian national team to be ready to compete at the Asian and global levels. Football is the most popular sport in Indonesia. Therefore, the national team's success is highly coveted by many. The appointment of a new coach is expected to make this a reality. The association sets the direction. Hurtman brings the strategy, and the public awaits the results of this collaboration with great anticipation. That was commentary.
saksikan luka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu bicara berujung pilu. Andai angin mengulang sebuah masa yang telah usang, kan ku telan isi bumi hanya untukmu. Terima bunga maafku, lalu termakan egoku. Meski ku tahu tak bisa
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan
Equal access to education and produce world-class future leaders, especially in science and technology. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, is running Sekolah Garuda or Garuda School at the senior high level. According to the Indonesian Vice Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Professor Stella Christie, PhD, this program is open for any high-achieving students, regardless of their economic background, regardless of where they live in Indonesia.
The first thing that we are addressing is that problem, that in Indonesia, we do not have equal opportunities. We do not have equal access for the best educations. And Sekolah Garuda, first and foremost, is addressing that. In addressing this, Sekolah Garuda really stands out from any other top schools that are in Indonesia, for any other quality, high-quality schools at Indonesia, because it's giving access. So to do this, Sekolah Garuda is actually going to give scholarships for at least 80% of the students. So those students who are actually have very, very good academic achievements, but they come from family who cannot afford. They come from families who cannot afford to go to the best schools. Now they will be able to do that in Sekolah Garuda. Secondly, Sekolah Garuda is really put of the second pillar of Sekolah Garuda is that we are actually really creating the new leaders of Indonesia. And what kind of new leaders that we want? Clearly, we want the new leaders who are able to compete internationally, to compete in the world, who are at ease speaking in international capacity, just like our president right now. At the same time, we need to have leaders who are very attuned to the diversity of Indonesia, are able to have empathy about the Indonesian, what makes Indonesia today, of the difficulties and all the challenges of Indonesia, as well as of the successes and being of Indonesia. And in order to do that, we are creating a third pillar of the Garuda High School, is that not only the school has to excel academically, but the students will be required to really give back to the communities around them. So Garuda High School is very special. It's not an exclusive high school. It's a high school that is very inclusive, And yet it's a high school that's also very special.
You can listen and watch more on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi. The perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, bersepeda motor. Bersepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya? Berapa biaya? Which means how much is the fee? Mengirim, mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is 1,300,000 rupees for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan 100.000 rupiah. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan 100.000 rupiah, which means membership in this gym is 100.000 rupiah per month. Harga tiket bioskop 50.000 rupiah per orang. Harga tiket bioskop 50.000 rupiah per orang, which means the movie ticket is 50.000 rupiah per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sementara kita mesra-mesraannya, kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja. Kita kan tangkap banyak kejadian yang menarik, koleksi suasana asyik, perasaan-perasaan yang baik, cintanya besar-besaran. meski mesranya kecil kecilan.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Banyuwangi never runs out of fascinating tourist destinations, and one of them is the Jawatan Forest, located in Bencoluk Village, Klereng District, Banyuwangi. This 4-hectare forest is managed by Perum Perhutani Banyuwangi Selatan. It offers breathtaking views of giant rain trees that create a magical atmosphere similar to fantasy world. The canopy of these ancient trees forms enchanting natural corridors, making it one of the most photogenic spots in East Java. The Jawatan Forest, which was officially listed as a tourist attraction by the Banyuwangi Regency Tourism Office in June 2018, is only about a 45-minute drive from downtown Banyuwangi and very easily accessible by road. In addition to admiring the beauty of the centuries-old rain trees, visitors can enjoy various exciting activities such as taking up photos, picnic, or even exploring the forest by riding a horse-drawn carriage or horseback. During the morning and late afternoon, sunlight streaming through three branches creates a dramatic visual effect, making this best time to visit. The facilities at the Jawatan Forest are quite complete. There is a spacious parking area, food stalls offering local dishes, as well as toilets and a prayer room for visitors' convenience. This place is also ideal for families who want to enjoy the natural atmosphere while relaxing. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture the beauty of every corner of this forest. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Hello, listener. On this Music Corner segment, we present a Keroncong song entitled 1984 by Superman Is Dead. The song written by I Gede Ari Astina, also known as Jerings and Roy Parsua, was released on a digital video streaming platform on November 28, 2024. Inspired by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, the song is a tribute to individual and collective freedom threatened by both local and global oligarchies under the guise of pandemics and natural disasters. Well, listener, here is Superman Is Dead with the song 1984. Happy listening.
Meskipun telah terbukti sebagai racun.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listening to the Voice of Indonesia by using RRI Digital mobile app, vonews.id, and also the frequency 3325 kHz. You can go to our YouTube channel, VOI Official, or our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, to know about more about our program or maybe about Indonesia. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.